This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, live from the Fan Studios. Sparky here, Charlie Usen producing the show over there. Brewers lose 9-1 today. That's the present. I'd like to talk about the future, because the future is looking brighter and brighter by the day. We bring on now Josh Norris, senior editor at Baseball America. Follow him on Twitter at jnorris427. Josh, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
No problem. I really appreciate you having me.
I have lots to talk about with you. Lots. So I was told by a little birdie that you have seen the Carolina Mudcats a bunch so far this year, at least a few times to this point. Your new prospect list came out today. Where was Jesus Madé before this, and where is he now?
Well, he was in, that's a great question. He was in the, I think he was in the 20s, and you're going to put me on the spot here, so I'm going to have to actually look where he wound up.
He's at 6 today.
There you go. You've asked a question that I couldn't even answer. But yeah, 6, and he's got a couple guys in front of him who will probably graduate this year, barring injuries, and he will be a strong candidate for the number one prospect in the sport this time next year or whenever those 5 graduate.
When you watch him play, and you've seen him play obviously at Carolina, who does he remind you of? What does he bring to the table? Because obviously those of us here in Milwaukee have not really seen him play.
Well, I'll refrain from doing a who does he remind me of, because I think it's unfair to players.
Not at all. Pick a random Hall of Famer and say, we'll put it on social media.
Nah. but you know what? He's going to be really, really special. Like, it's one of those guys that if I didn't have to, if I didn't get in free, I'd pay to watch him. You know, I saw him last year a little bit in the Dominican Summer League. And unfortunately, he didn't do a whole heck of a lot. I picked the 2 games where he didn't do much of anything. But then I saw him in spring training, and I see him in Carolina because I'm like 30 minutes from where they play, and sticks out like a sore thumb. I mean, he's 18 tomorrow, but it doesn't look like it. The bat speed jumps off the table. Everything about him, just flashing red lights, superstar. All-star.
He is
highest ceiling you can think of. Put it that way.
He is somebody that obviously Brewer fans are seeing what Jackson Chourio did. They gave him that big contract prior to last year, and then seeing the numbers that Chourio put up last year. And I've had people tell me that this Madé might actually have more talent-wise than maybe Chourio does, just because he's thicker than Chourio.
I think the difference is one of them. I mean, Chourio was a former shortstop back in the day.
Right.
And Madé is a shortstop. And if you want to tell me that Madé is going to have more long-term upside because he can stick at the position, and he can, then I wouldn't disagree with you. But what you're talking about with Jackson and Jesus is two faces of the franchise. Like, these are two guys who are going to be all-stars for a very long time. And if you told me one of them wound up being, at any given year, the best player in the sport, I wouldn't disagree.
Man, oh man, oh man. Huh? See, again, if you're a Brewers fan, you're leaving that depressing 9-1 loss right now, and you're listening to the fan, that at least has got to put a smile on your face. What else sticks out to you about this Carolina Mudcats team as you watch him? Because I had heard that I think their average age is like 19 and a half or something like that. And they're a couple years younger than what the average age is in that league currently in A-ball.
Yeah, the Brewers are super aggressive with their guys who prove themselves in the complex league in the Dominican. You know, Chorio skipped over the Arizona complex league, stayed and extended for a little bit. Yoferi Rodriguez, obviously since traded, did the same thing. Luis Lara did the same thing. Luis Pena did the same thing. So if you're going to get these super young guys. And what sticks out, especially about Chorio and Made, is that these guys aren't just talented. They know how to play baseball. And there's a distinction that should be made between the two things. Like, I'll go back to Chorio. When I saw him his first week here and fell in love, I called my boss that day and said, you know, it's May 6th or whatever. I've seen the best player I'm going to see all year.
Oh,
it's not even
God.
A question. You don't see kids like that do that. What I mean is, you know, there's a drawn in infield situation, and most players are looking to be the hero, grip and rip, try to hit a grand slam. This kid shortens up, takes the drawn in infield, and just flicks it the opposite way.
Yep.
It's like, okay, you don't see that. And I saw it again with Made the other day. He got a hanging breaking ball, and instead of trying to, you know, uncork himself from his shoes, he hung back, flipped it to the opposite way, and drove in a run. And it's like, how do they have two of these guys? How do they have two 17, 18-year-olds, whatever Chorio was at the time, who are talented out the yang,
yep,
and can play baseball? And I'll tell a story here about Jackson that I don't think I've said publicly. Ken Joyce was the hitting coach of that Mudcats club. He's been around. And back in the day, he coached in the Arizona Fall League, where he had a couple guys named Mike Trout and Bryce Harper. And at the end of the interview, I said, you know, I know this guy's talented, but we're not talking about those guys, right? And he kind of raised his eyebrows and said, you know, the facial expression, I know we're on the radio, was like, you know, might not be far off. And I remember a Brewers evaluator going in that series, and his job was to, you know, go in and see what he saw to do the manager. And he tells me when he comes back, I just told them, do not trade this young man for anything. And yeah, I wouldn't have traded him for much on the table either. And I feel the same way about Made.
So what about another guy, Luis Pena, who was with Made coming over to the States here together, that I don't think is getting nearly as much national attention maybe at the end of the day, but he's 18. He's a shortstop as well. 353 average, 18 stolen bases, a 930 OPS. I mean, my God, this is another guy that I think you got to get excited about.
I mean, we did put him on our top 100 today. And you're right. I haven't seen him as much as Amade just because of this particular club has been dinged up a little bit. And with the way their injuries have worked and my schedule, I haven't seen him a whole heck of a lot. But what I have seen is electric. I mean, he's got like 16 stolen bags already. It's a whip quick swing from the right side. He can drive balls out to just about any sector. And he's fast. He's twitchy. He's athletic. He might not be a shortstop, but that's okay because he's going to hit. I saw him in the Dominican Summer League All-Star game last year, and he pops one about 360 down the line. It's just foul. Okay, cool. Next pitch, 360 down the line, fair. And it's like, what are we looking at? Where do they find these guys, and how do they keep doing it?
So for those of you, the Dominican Summer League, Charlie, he had 163 at-bats last year, 44 games in the Dominican Summer League. He hit 393 with a 457 on-base percentage and 583 slugging.
Yeah, the Brewers could use that.
Yes.
Here's the thing. 393 is the highest average in that league since 2019.
And who was that? Do we know?
I don't remember off the top of my head.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, it doesn't matter. That's the highest batting average since the pandemic, you know? He's special. I mean, he has a chance to be very, very special. Just like Made, just like Chorio, just like a number of other players in their system, they are doing a really good job at finding gems either obvious ones. I mean, Mate wasn't exactly anonymous, or a guy like, you know, a Jacob Mizorowski, who was, you know, not the biggest name in the world as an amateur. I mean, he was at Crowder JC, and saying, okay, we've got this, you've got the stuff, obviously, let's polish it and see what we can get out of it. And the results are, it's taken a little while, but I mean, shoot, in his year in Carolina, I had one scout say he would take him over Chorio, and I think that's an outlier. And we did both see the same outing where it was five almost perfect innings with the only mistake being a hit by pitch on a half swing that got the guy in the foot. But, you know, he's got 102 miles an hour and a and a Sega Knight slider, you know, and a couple other things in there.
So when we talk about Mizorowski, there's been a lot of debate. Talking with Josh Norris, senior editor at Baseball America here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy Sparky with you here on The Fan. When we talk about him, there's always been the control issue. I looked at his numbers, I want to say last Friday or whatever, and he had back-to-back starts against Durham, 17 strikeouts to one walk, shutout baseball and those. Where are you? Do you see him as a starter at the next level, or do you see him as a reliever?
I give him a chance to start. But you know what? The fallback, I mean, and my background here is I covered the Yankees AA affiliate for 6 years before I got to Baseball America, where I've been for the last 12. So I lived through the development of Dellin Betances. And he's kind of my go-to. They're obviously very different bodies, but he's tall and got a lot of levers to control and some of the best pure stuff you'll see. If he can get it in the zone consistently, good luck. That's kind of, I think, the reliever role for him.
Right.
If you can get him to be a five and dive sort of guy, I think that you're going to get even more value out of him. And I kind of subscribe to the theory of keep starting him until he absolutely proves he can't. And those two starts against Durham that you mentioned, maybe he's starting to figure out something. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe Durham is just also full of guys who haven't quite seen the type of stuff that Mizorowski can bring. I mean, I know some of those guys in particular do not fare well against sliders of any sort. So that would be poison to them in general. But a long way of saying, I still give him a chance to start because I want to play that upside as long as I can.
I've got another guy for you, another shortstop, because that's all they drafted under David Stearns for all those years. Cooper Pratt, who's on his way up as well, a shortstop. He moved up 18 spots in your latest top 100 today from 46 to 28. Now, again, so you're talking about Pena's a shortstop, Mate's a shortstop, Cooper Pratt's a shortstop, and they're all within, what, one or two teams of each other? Pratt's a double-A.
Yeah, I mean, and Pratt, I saw Pratt in Instructional League a couple years ago, and it's one of those guys that go, okay, that swing looks really pretty. Let's see where it goes. And he comes into Carolina the next year, and, you know, it's pretty good. It's not Mate, but it's a guy who has aptitude and skills and can play shortstop. You can find guys who say he's a 70 shortstop, which is, you know, the scouting scale is 20 to 80. So you're talking about one notch below elite. Some guys settle in at 60, which is, you know, a plus. And he can control the bat. He's got a little bit of power, a little bit of hit. He can do a lot of things. And we had one evaluator outside of the Brewers organization who said their team holds him as a top 10 hitting prospect in the sport right now.
Oh my God. So am I crazy? Like, Brewer fans are listening to this and going, oh my God, we may just get to a World Series at some point in the future. We may not die without seeing the Brewers actually go to a World Series. Last one was 82 and they lost. I was like six. Most of the people listening probably weren't even alive the last time they were in the World Series. Looking at this Brewers farm system, we keep talking about hitters. We talked about one pitcher in Mizorowski. How comfortable are you with the pitching prospects that they have?
It's okay. It's okay right now. I mean, losing notes for the season wasn't great. But you've got guys like Casey Hunt and Tyson Harden who are coming up. These are those sneakier names who, you know, they'd probably ride that same reliever starter line. They got Bryce Message out here.
He looks good.
He looks pretty good. He's a very mature 18-year-old. He's got some good stuff to him. Like, it's not anywhere really near the hitting prospects thing, but I'm going to say something you probably won't like, which is, you know, you've got all these guys. You're probably going to trade some of them, and that's how you get your bats.
Yep.
Because you can't play three guys at shortstop, last I checked. Although, unless you're unless you follow the Padres model where you had last year nine players on the diamond who were shortstops at one time.
Correct. And that's why David Stearns for all those years was all about drafting guys, because if you can play up the middle, you can play anywhere, right? So Joy Ortiz is a shortstop. He played third base last year. Terang's a shortstop. He's at second base this year. And the funny part about it is you're looking at this Brewers infield where it's Hoskins, it's Terang, it's Ortiz, and then whatever they throw at third base, currently Caleb Durbin. And if you fast forward, say, 2 years, they all may not be here, and it may be all these guys we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. It may very well be. I mean, I don't believe in no trade, but you'd have to put something really, really, really rich on the table to get me to move Jesus Mate. Same idea with Chorio a couple years ago. But if you tell me that one of the other two guys we mentioned might get moved for a bat, that would be, or I'm sorry, an arm, you know, I could see that happening.
Let me ask you this, Josh Norris. We've seen him now for a month over here in Carolina. Have you seen enough to offer him the Chorio contract right now before he even gets to high A?
No. No. Will he get it if he's in AAA? Yeah. but that would be, I mean, he'd like it, but is he going to be the caliber of player? Absolutely. This is a 17-year-old. On my vacation recently, I also did work. I went and watched a high school game.
Okay.
These are the same age of players.
Right.
The bat speed difference is alarming. It's, you know, you're looking at like 17 future insurance adjusters playing high school baseball, and this, and I'll use this term as a positive, mutant playing shortstop out here in Zebulon. And it's like, this is, you know, 90th percentile bat speed. Your jaw kind of unhinges and you say, how did they do this again?
Yep. Oh, that's great. You made all of our days, Josh Norris. I don't know if you know it or not, but everybody is leaving this interview with a smile and going to go tell their family and friends what they heard on the Fan today from Josh Norris of Baseball America.
I just want to close to say this. Like, if you're in Zebulon, come see this kid. If you're in Appleton in a few months, go see this kid.
Yeah, that's what I said.
If you're in Biloxi or Nashville, go see him. He's going to be a superstar.
No question. And, you know, they haven't. I mean, Chorio obviously was the last one, but I think everybody was like, yeah, okay, yeah, he's going to be great. But, you know, we heard the same thing about Keston Hira and all these other guys that have come up and then never made anything of themselves. But Chorio goes all the way through. You see what he does, and you're like, okay, he is a stud. And now people are saying this about Mate. I'm willing to bet when he gets to Appleton for the Timber Rattlers, I bet you they're selling out games for people to go see Mate play. And the last time I can remember this big of a pop is when you had Fielder and Corey Hart and J.J. Hardy and Ricky Weeks. Those guys were all together, and Fielder's dad, Cecil, would come to the games in Beloit. Great story. I'll never forget it. And you go watch him play in Beloit, and Fielder's on the field playing. Cecil is first row, like right behind home plate. And they would bring – people would bring little league teams, right? Would stand in line while the game was going on, and he'd sign baseballs, he'd sign whatever they brought, no big deal, until he decided it was time to eat. When Cecil decided he wanted his hot dogs, then he'd put up his hand, hold on. Then he'd go get his food. After he was done eating his hot dogs, he'd be like, all right, let's go. And then he would continue signing autographs. That's the last time I can remember being this type of buzz around a team in the minor leagues.
Well, first of all, You know there's a third fielder, right? And he's a Brewer.
I heard Jaden may have hit a home run the other day. I heard in the rookie league.
Yep. First pro at bat. Yep.
I don't want to put. Center. I'm not putting that pressure on him. I mean,
I know. I'm just saying it's a cool story. A non-drafted free agent is just kind of a cool story. First pro at bat, home run. Grandson of Cecil Fielder.
Yep.
Made everyone. I'm 40. I felt 40,000.
Yes.
Looking at that clip, but yeah, I mean. I can't say it enough. The buzz is real. And, I mean, I didn't say it on the podcast today, but I'll say it now. If we had taken a revote of the entire list, my vote would have been for Mate as the number one prospect in the game right now.
There it is! That's what we were looking for! There we go!
That's my personal opinion. Does not reflect the opinions of my employer, but, you know, I've been doing this about 20 years between both stops. He's probably in the top 10 of guys I've ever seen.
Yep. That's amazing. Jesus Mate, telling you, buy your jerseys now. Josh Norris, senior editor at Baseball America. Follow him on Twitter at jnorris427. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.